inside college football. This is the College Football Connection Podcast with Marty Jenkins and Alvin Reed on 101 ESPN.
Welcome in, college football fans, College Football Connection. Marty Jenkins here alongside my man Alvin Reed. Ain't seen him in a couple weeks between me and Alvin and Bradford. Busy schedules, haven't been able to get in here, but I'm back with my man tonight. Bradford is out. I got his picks, though. I'm glad to see Alvin again. Overall, we got some pretty good numbers on the season, Alvin. Our total right now, and if you're rolling with us, you're up money, is 113-98. So we're still 15 games over 500. Alvin, I think it's official, man. The party's over in Boulder.
they're snapping at each other on the sidelines and
rolling,
Rolexing and driving $100,000 cars and you blow a 29-point lead to a Stanford ball club that's got one win, and basically what the Stanford kids are saying after the game is like, we just showed up to play football, and and that's a whole different scene.
Yeah.
And one kid called it mercenary, which is kind of correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have weeks where if you're not really into it, then something like that can happen to you.
And you know damn well them kids at halftime thought the game was over.
Well,
the Buffaloes.
The kid who scored the touchdown that made it 29-0,
yeah,
jogged into the end zone on reverse. I mean, I would have benched him, right?
I
know.
That team ain't disciplined.
Right, exactly. And I'd say, you're not playing the second half because, A, we're not here to show people up, but, B, what is that?
It's junk. It's garbage.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was thinking about it, and Deion said, you better get us now. And I thought he was right at the time being, because they're going to get a bunch of five stars. But, I mean, the way – that was the – most poorly coached second half that I have ever seen.
Marty, in my column, I'd said that Deion Sanders threw his players under the team bus after the game. And I said he should have been calling out himself and his defensive coordinator, because how does this happen?
And you said it before the season began. You said, I don't see it happening. It ain't going to – Deion, they're going to be bad. And, of course, they started off the year. They won in Fort Worth. And, they're the talk of the nation. And now this has just gone – to say it's gone south is the understatement of the year. And now I'm starting to wonder, what is the future of him as a head coach at Colorado in the next year or two?
You're going to come over to the Big 12 – right when Texas and Oklahoma are leaving. Mm-hmm. And all you're going to hear as soon as the season is over, headed into the spring football, is like Colorado should be the favorite to win the Big 12 conference. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come over to the conference thinking that you're the class of the Big 12 conference.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We will see, as they say.
Yeah. But if anything else, if all eyes are on Boulder at the beginning of the year, they're really going to be on Boulder going forward, because I just wonder what the future holds there. It is not a good situation.
I want to tell Deion Sanders, so I learned this because they told us this. Colorado changes when ski season starts.
Yeah.
All them rabid football fans that are up in there,
gone.
They ain't got no time for no football.
No, they're up in Breckenridge. They're
so Aspen. If I'm going to be out someplace cold, they ain't going to be watching no cats play football.
Yeah, so that could change a lot when you look up in the stands, and it's half full.
If they're losing,
And even if they're winning, it may only be three quarters full.
Or the excitement won't be the same.
Mm-hmm. But we'll see how that plays out. Where shall we start? Let's start, and I don't feel like they're being talked about enough, even though they're undefeated. But Florida State could be the best team in the country.
For a series of downs, a quarter, they mm-hmm. can be.
Yeah.
I they've yet to show me that they're that team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've played a game yet where they just put an ass whooping on somebody from stem to stern, and they haven't. I'm talking about their non-conference games and all that.
Right.
They're better.
Right.
They're talented.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're rounding into shape.
Right. Well, that'll change this weekend because the ass whooping's happening this weekend.
You think so?
I don't care if Riley Leonard plays or not. Yeah. This game, he's got a high ankle sprain. We're not sure if he's going to be back. Won't matter. FSU, this started out at 16.5. People betting on Duke, it's down to 13.5. I'm going to tell you right now, and this is my lock of the week, and thus far on my lock of the weeks, I've been 6-2, so I'm pretty solid on that. man, give me the Seminoles to cover in this game, and give me the over to hit by damn near halftime. It's 51.5 down to 48.5. Too much Florida State. Florida State and the over, Alvin.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Duke to cover because that's the point that I'm making with Florida State. Mm-hmm. They haven't really just shellacked anybody and put them down and kept them down. Okay. I think Florida State will win this game. I think Florida State will not be put. When I say not challenged, I don't mean that, you know, they're going to go up 40-3 and then Duke comes back and gets close like, you know, Colorado did against USC.
Yep.
I just think 14 points is a lot. You could have somebody down 21 points and, you know, they score a touchdown and go get the two-point conversion. And, you know, all of a sudden it's a lot closer game than it was before. So I'm going to take Duke. I'm going to take my points. I think it also will be an over.
Alvin, Duke, and the over. It looks like Mr. Bruns is going with FSU to cover. And he is going to go under 49, and he's taking FSU. You mentioned USC a second ago. What in the hell happened in South Bend last weekend? And this dude's out here calling out shots like he wants contracts. Yeah. He wants, you know, who are you?
Wait. I'd like to own part of the team, but I get drafted.
Dude, you threw like 9 picks last weekend. I couldn't believe that.
I think that USC plays a difficult enough schedule that you cannot be on the high end week after week after week. And if you get in a situation where Notre Dame coming off, you know, where they were at, they're like, you know, we really have to win this game. If we are going to play in a January 1 game, you know, we can't tack on another loss after losing to Louisville.
Yeah.
And USC is I don't know what it is. USC doesn't play very well at Notre Dame, or at least they haven't since, you know, they had the juggernaut teams.
Yeah.
So I just had a feeling that Notre Dame could beat USC. I had no idea they'd beat them down like that.
I mean, that was just embarrassing. That was over by halftime.
I did. You know, last week I picked Notre Dame to cover, and they did, but I didn't think they'd beat them like that.
I know.
Right? Yeah, that was.
And then the whole game, Williams is on the sidelines, like, strutting his stuff, saying, it's okay, I got him, I'll be back. It's not going to be okay.
And you know that whole thing, look at the film, who else was messing up? Were receivers running crazy routes? Were they not picking up blitzes? There was a lot to it. But once he was under duress, he didn't look like a guy that could carry a team anywhere.
Right. Yeah, that was a bad situation.
It was a bad situation. He had a deer in headlights kind of look. Especially that second half.
Yes, he did. Now, I'll admit when I'm wrong, I was dead wrong on Mizzou this year. Coming into the season, their over-under was 7.5 wins, I believe. And right now they're sitting in a good spot. They only got the one loss. They welcome in South Carolina. This game started at 53.5. It's up to 60.5 in Mizzou. Despite South Carolina being 2-4, they're only favored by 7. But listen, I was wrong on Brady Cook. That offensive line's come around. They've given him some time. That offense and score with a lot of teams in the country. So I was wrong on them. Now the season's not over. They still got a couple, you know, a few tough games left, but I think they're going to hit that over of 7.5 wins. Maybe finish the campaign 8-4, 9-3, but they're a lot better than I thought they'd be, but they welcome in the Gamecocks this weekend. That's gone from 53.5 up to 60.5. I think they're also due for a clunker. Now, listen, this South Carolina team held Georgia to 24 points, but they also gave up 41 to Tennessee and Florida. I like Spencer Rattler. I think we're going to see a lot of points in this game. Give me South Carolina and the over.
I'm going to take Missouri and the under. I'm going the exact opposite of you.
Okay.
Because I just feel like South Carolina's been disappointing based on preseason hype.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is preseason hype? Hype. You know, maybe just people saw it wrong. Spencer Rattler has had a game where he's looked like, oh, yeah, that's that kid that everybody wanted. And then I'll have a game where he said, like, man, that looks like that kid that at his, what, third school?
Yeah.
You know, like, so I have doubted Missouri, too, and I can't pick Missouri right. And I've picked Missouri to cover, and they haven't covered. I picked Missouri to not cover, like, last week, and they cover. They have really been perplexing to me.
They have been. Good
but
word.
But I will say that I think that they're going to cover against South Carolina because I think South Carolina is not very good. And I'm going to play the under only because I think Missouri's going to beat them by a couple touchdowns, but I don't think Missouri's got to score 42 points to do it. So right. 28-14, something like that.
All right. Bradford, his boy is here, M-I-Z. Let's see. He's got Mizzou to cover, and he's got under. So y'all are together on that one. Mm. Mizzou and the under. And let me take a look at something here real quick. Going forward, they're 6-1. They'll be 7-1 this weekend, probably.
Yes.
Okay. Then they go to Georgia. That's a loss. 7-2. I still think they lose at home to Tennessee, okay?
Based on what happened in the LSU game, I think I have to go with you on that.
Yes, but okay. Still, you're at 7-3. All you need is one more win to hit that over of 7.5. You got Florida at home, or you go to Fayetteville.
And I think Arkansas beats them.
They look pretty good against Alabama last
And Arkansas,
weekend.
Like, could have beat them last year and lost here, and that's how Missouri ended up with the – with the sixth win.
Uh-huh.
And then we played that Arkansas team in the bowl game. And, man, KJ Jefferson just looked unstoppable at times.
Uh-huh.
And I think Arkansas will just be ready to play. Let's just beat Missouri. Let's go out with a victory over Missouri, go play in our bowl game and call a season.
Okay. Yeah,
Let's put it this way. Missouri better feel a little bit of pressure to win.
This weekend?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, 100%.
Because that bowl might start listing if they were to lose to South Carolina.
Yeah, this is the game, you know. It's a trap game.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're getting to 8, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people will be satisfied because they'll look up, man, we were 6-1 and almost beat LSU, and we were number 20 in the nation. Yeah, how disappointing was it that we lost to Florida and Tennessee and Georgia? It's like, well, they were better than you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this whole thing where the SEC is dominant from top to bottom, that's not a real thing anymore.
It hasn't been a real thing for a minute.
I know. that ain't, you know, yeah, you got the best team in the country.
Yeah.
But I don't know that you can even say you have the best conference in the country anymore.
I agree. Those days are long gone, I feel like.
Yeah, I do too. Because there's a lot of scuffling going on in a lot of these games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's keep it there. Bama's rolling, kind of. The defense is looking good. Milroe's looking solid. You know, but this is an interesting game. They're 8.5-point favorites over Tennessee, and Milton's look good for the Volunteers as well. Both teams playing good. That O-line's coming together. But listen, if Arkansas scored 24 points in Tuscaloosa that week last weekend, and they were in that game in the fourth, you know, if this over-under's 48.5 and the Vols can score, I think that could be close to that at halftime. So give me the Vols to cover. And give me the over as well. I think this is a game where Bama does have it going, but I think this is a game in the fourth quarter. I like the Vols and the over.
I too am going with the Vols. I think that's too high a point spread. I think Alabama wins it, but I also think it's going to be an under. I'll tell you this: I was out doing errands and whatnot last Saturday, mm-hmm. and I had that game on the radio. I was kind of going back and forth for several games, but I had that game on the radio. Arkansas could have scored 17 points. In the first half, they had 6.
Yeah.
They were driving the football. They just couldn't do anything once they got down in the red zone.
Stalled in the red zone.
So you're just kind of thinking like, well, if Tennessee can put up a touchdown instead of a field goal, well, that's 4 more points, and now you're trying to cover, and Tennessee is at least matching you score for score. I like Tennessee. I like Tennessee to cover that point spread. I'm going to go with the under because I think Alabama plays maybe a little bit better defense. Tennessee plays a little bit better defense. And how many points can how many points can Alabama score? Does Alabama have a 35-point offense output against somebody other than like Middle Tennessee or somebody? I don't know. I don't know that. In other words, I don't think their offense is fixed yet.
Right. Jumping the gun perhaps a little bit on them getting things going considering the competition they're playing. Bradford's going with Bama to cover, and he is staying away from the over-under.
I could have passed on that over-under, too. I like to play them all, but that was one where I could have I ain't sure on that over-under in that game. Because mm-hmm. that game could be 42-35. That game could be 24-17.
Yep. All right, let's finish things in the Big Ten. The game of the weekend is in the Big Ten, but before we get to that, you know, it's been a few weeks since we talked about the Illini, you know, given their start. But you know, you wouldn't think it, but it was a solid win at Maryland last weekend.
Yes, a very solid win.
Very solid win. Yeah. You know, they're sitting there now at 3-4, going against 4-2 Wisconsin. This game, very small over under at 42.5. Wisconsin's favored by 2.5. But listen, Illinois' quarterback, you know, who's going to show up? He had four picks versus Penn State, but he also did good against Maryland last weekend. But, you know, when you go against Wisconsin, the Illini are worst in the conference in sacks allowed. Give me the under this one and give me Wisconsin. That'll move the Illini to 3-5 after that.
I got Wisconsin to cover that 2.5. Is it still a 2.5?
It is.
Yeah, all right. I got Wisconsin covering that 2.5. I think they'll beat Illinois, and I think it'll be an over because I think Wisconsin is. I think Wisconsin's going to beat Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Do you think? I was talking to some people about this weekend. Wait a minute. You said you had Wisconsin the over, right?
And the over, yes.
Okay. Real quick before I get to this, Bradford has. Let's see. Bradford's got Wisconsin. Ooh, he took the Illini to cover. The Illini to cover and over 42.5.
Well, he's basically saying go for that money line, boys.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you think if they finish the season, you know, 3-9, 4-8, there's any – I've seen a couple things. There's any talk –
I know what you're going to say.
Do you think there's any talk about that if they finish 4-8 or 3-9?
No, no. I think it's his job.
Okay.
Now, he doesn't want. He don't want to post that up again in 2024.
Well, then he's gone.
Yeah, but I think he's fine. You know, this year
because this was supposed to be they're over under in Vegas. They're supposed to be a 7-win team.
They're supposed to be a 7-win team, right?
And they're gonna mess around, maybe be 3-9 or 4-8.
Yeah. Now that would be tough to swallow, but I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they would jettison a guy for that.
But if that happens, then heading into next year, that seat is scorching.
Oh,
would you
agree? Scorching hot.
Okay.
Scorching hot. Because you still got a Big Ten program, and you still got a lot of young, up-and-coming coaches or coaches that are out there floating around that would love that Illinois job. Yeah, you know.
Who the hell is going to come in there and turn that program around, man?
I mean, somebody every, like, 10 years does it or so. And then they go to a decent bowl game, and it's right back down. I don't know what the deal is with Illinois. I really don't. I mean, you're not that far from Chicago. You're not that far from St. Louis.
Really not that far from St. Louis. 2-3 hours, right?
Yeah. But it just seems like, man, nobody wants to go to Illinois and play football. I don't get it.
Basketball's a different story.
Man, they take kids to East St. Louis, Belleville, all that area, run up there to play basketball in a second. Football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the connection here with Belleville, you know, there's been 3-4 players. A few of them are in the NBA right now.
Yeah. Wait, 4- or 5-star players.
Yeah.
Ain't been much thought about Missouri.
Right.
They go to Illinois.
It's interesting. All right, here's the big one. Penn State, Ohio State. This has gone from 10.5, Alvin, down to 4.5. So listen, let's ring off the accolades right now. Penn State, number one, pass defense in the land, number one in sacks, tackles for loss, etc. The offensive line is awesome. The list goes on. But, Alvin, they haven't played anybody.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, now this is a test. All right? Welcome to the horseshoe. Ohio State, put up or shut up. Are you that team? Oh, we should be in the playoff. We should be number one. We should be all right. Well, I got you covering. I got you covering your 4.5 points against Penn State.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I think Ohio State covers in this one.
Yeah. I do think it's going to be under, though. I think Penn State brings enough defense that the score is not that high.
45.5.
I'm still going to play that under on that one. I think we're going to have a good old Big Ten football game here. But I think Ohio State wins.
OSU in the under for you, right?
Yes.
I checked the forecast. There's nothing there because the over-under went from a lot, and it dropped several points. I thought that may have been weather-related, but it's not. It's going to be beautiful there. So you like Ohio State in the under. I like Ohio State. I'm going to go with the over. And let's see, Bradford is rolling with Ohio State and the over as well with me. But I'll tell you right now, if Penn State wins this game, that'd be the biggest win of the year by any team.
Now Penn State does have Michigan on the schedule, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see what week that is.
And I think it's like 2 weeks later.
It could be. Let's see when I'm going to pull up there. Penn State versus Michigan is... Oh, we got to go up here. Give me 2 seconds here. Sorry.
Sorry.
Penn State versus Ohio. There it is. They go to Happy Valley. You know that's going to be
whiteout. No, I was going to say the game's at Penn State.
November 11th, and that's an 11 a.m. game. You want to talk about the hype there. If Penn State can somehow win this weekend.
On some cold-ass Saturday? Oh, my Lord. I think they would beat Michigan, quite frankly. I mean, Penn State could play for the national championship if they beat Ohio State.
Yeah, I will say this, though. Michigan is they're a lot better than I thought they
would. They're a lot better than I thought they would be. But, boy, you want to find a clunker that Harbaugh coaches his way into a loss and stuff just doesn't go your way. It's that game at Penn State.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If Penn State beats Ohio State, then all of a sudden, they're not – I mean, that game against Michigan will be hyped like a national championship game.
Oh, yeah, shoot. I may drive down there.
And Penn State can – I think Penn State will win that football game. I do. I really do. I think Penn State will win that football game. I would favor Penn State to win that football game no matter what happens with Ohio State. Now if they got beat 50-10 by Ohio State and got exposed, then maybe I might think differently. But I do believe that Penn State beats Ohio State, Penn State beats Michigan, Penn State then – screws around and loses in the Big Ten championship game, you know, some nonsense like that. And then, oh, of course, Michigan Ohio State gets to go to the college football playoff.
Jeez. Your boys are off this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, I'm looking here, they go to Norman next week.
No, they're St. Lawrence.
Oh, you're right, my bad.
It's in Lawrence. They just announced the time.
Not that it matters, but
11 a.m.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be breakfast and mimosas on the hill.
Hey, man, you better have a lot of mimosas that day because that's going to be a bloodbath.
Man, that's what hurts so much about that game is Oklahoma State. You win that game, man. You got one loss. You got Oklahoma coming on homecoming.
Maybe College Game Day again?
They're talking about the Fox.
Okay.
Fox pregame show.
Gus Johnson.
Yeah, come. Yeah.
That's
I would take that.
Oh, and a heartbeat.
Yeah. I pretty much would have guaranteed they would have been there if we'd have won against Oklahoma State. But you didn't win against Oklahoma State.
39-32. Now, I told you before this, I didn't get a chance to watch that. Was Kansas winning that game in the third or early fourth?
Yes, had gave up the first 14 points of the game, pushed it out to 5 points, had couple of chances to up that lead through an interception in the end zone, untimely penalties, missed extra points, just being played well for three quarters and then sucked in the fourth quarter.
It's going to sting for a while.
Yeah, it did. And who am I to be mad or upset with the Kansas Jayhawks? Now, Marty, this time 2 years ago, we had one win, trying to find two so I could win my over or under. Mm-hmm. Shock, you know, Texas in November.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you know, 2 years ago, we were one win team. We're looking like we're going to be a one win team.
The joke of the whole
pretty
landscape.
Pretty much still, right? Yeah. And then here we are 2 years later, and I'm mad because my 5-1 football team loses kind of a heartbreaking game at Stillwater, but yet I was.
How long is his contract?
He got extended, so I think we're through 28 now.
Yeah, because they're going to be knocking on that door, the big programs here.
Oh, well, that's already started. Michigan State was the first one to say, like, Michigan State will definitely give him a call if they haven't gotten in touch with his agent. You know,
man, that's some bad. What's in the water in East Lansing?
I wouldn't go nowhere there. And you know, I used to work there, and it
ain't just like it's football, it's basketball.
It was gymnastics. It was the crazy doctor.
Nasser,
like,
I forgot about. Ooh,
yeah, man,
what is going on down
there? I have no idea.
And I'm not laughing at this situation, but I'm just like,
I have zero idea. I would not want to coach at Michigan State, and it's Tom Izzo school.
Avoid that like the plague.
Yeah,
man.
Like, man, you know, like, and I would say Izzo, man, if I'm Izzo, I think he'll coach forever, but at the same time, I think if I'm Izzo, I said, like, man, I need to get out of here for one of my kids, you know.
He should have went to the Cavs.
Assault somebody or I start losing or whatever. I just leave on top and then go do TV.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like every program, everything up there is tainted.
There's another school. I'm trying to think of what school. There's another school that's always in the news for bad things, and I'm completely drawing a blank right now. It's like they're always in the news, college school. It'll come to me.
Okay.
Of course, when this is over with, it'll come to me, but they are always in the news. All right, so mentioned Michigan State basketball. Alvin, my favorite sport, and we hope to bring you all a podcast here. Talk to my boss about that. My favorite sport, top 25, just dropped a few days ago.
All right.
And numero uno. Rock Chalk.
Rock Chalk. Your Kansas Jayhawks.
Hunter Dickinson.
Hunter Dickinson. The transfer. Michigan. Big boy. Wish we'd had him last year. We got him this year.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we also have a kid who got thrown off the team and is charged with rape.
I saw that.
Kid was in trouble at Texas and somehow ended up at KU on campus. Wasn't there for 2 months before he's charged with rape. Come on, Bill Self. We got to do a little bit better than that. But, you know, we got to vacate some wins, take down the Final Four banner. Oh, boy. Crushed. Kentucky is now the all-time leader in wins. They passed us because we vacated some games. But, of course, we passed them because they vacated a whole season mm-hmm. like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what goes around comes around. Now, they're number one. I don't know that they are the best team in college basketball.
Because that's why it's the best sport alive.
Yeah,
man.
Because we haven't seen anybody play. And it's the best sport alive because we find out who a true number one is at the end of the year, even if they were nowhere near a top 25 when the season began.
Nothing will ever
top
that
right.
event.
And I'm glad that the football is going to 12, but football needs to go to 16 as soon as they can.
It will. It'll be a few years, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But let's start crowning a champion based on games played in a tournament, not because I was number one in the nation when the season began.
Yeah.
So I still get to play even though I lost a game. Now I'm let's do it. Let's do it in a tournament and let's do it on the field. Just like basketball does.
That team has escaped me. I'm looking through all the damn standings and
in my head. I'm like in my head. I'm going conference by conference.
I am too.
And it's not Big Ten.
No, I know there's another team that's always in the headlines for the wrong things. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I was thinking of professional sports.
Maybe. Well, you know they haven't had anything go wrong in a while. But Baylor was that school for.
Maybe it is Baylor because that Baylor I was thinking
of. Baylor went bad football. Baylor went bad basketball. Baylor went bad women's basketball. But, you know, but now they've kept their noses clean for a while now.
All right, well, it'll come to me later. Anyways, my guys, the Hoosiers, fringe top 25 team. Kansas comes to Bloomington this year.
I know. I think it's December 14th, I think, or maybe it's a little early. Might be a little earlier than that.
So here we are, you know, heading into the season, same as we always are, just a fringe tournament team. They got potential. They got a lot of five-star transfers that flopped at their old school for one reason or another. You know, if they play good this year, they could be high draft picks. It could either go really bad this year in Bloomington or really damn good. But I'll tell you what, I like Mike Woodson, and he's killing the recruiting trail right now.
Yeah, he's got two of the top players in the country coming in for 24, right?
Yeah, they just announced a couple days ago. They got the five-star kid from the academy. Yeah. Good player. I like Woodson. So he's got the program in the right direction. Speaking of other fringe tournament teams, and, you know, listen, I'm the biggest Billikens fan in the world, but if they make the tournament this year, that'll be a damn near. That, you know, that's a success.
I would agree with you. I don't see it.
No, me either. Mizzou, I was actually kind of surprised that they didn't get in the top 25. They got others receiving votes. They're going to be good this year. The Illini are in the top 25. They hit the number 25 mark. They're going to be good. So, you know, college basketball. Oh, before I forget, Media Day 2 days ago, SIUE picked to finish second. In their conference behind Morehead State. They got three players in, like, the top 10 of the AP first team. They're going to be good. Looking forward to that. I've rambled on long enough. Alvin, congratulations. You got a big weekend this weekend.
Yep, daughter getting married on Saturday. Everything's in place. All we got to do is show up now. So, you know, I think after 2 years of planning, it's now here, and I'm pretty calm about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how it all turns out.
I think the weather's supposed to be good this weekend.
Oh, man, beautiful. It's going to be like 71, 72 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
No breeze, and the sun is out.
Right on.
So that's all you can take. One more thought before we get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Go back to college football for just for a second. Where is Major League Baseball at? That I'm watching Jacksonville State play like Morehead State, and I'm more interested in that than I am the Phillies.
Dude, I'm going
to
tell you right now, man. Thank you for bringing that up. My buddies and I were texting the other day. No Cubs, no Cardinals. No Yankees, no Red Sox.
No Dodge.
These have got to be the worst ratings that we've had.
I think we're going to see it. Because I just can't. I can't get fired up because the Phillies got, you know, crazy fans and they're hitting all these home runs. I don't care nothing about no Philadelphia Philly baseball. And they play the Rangers or somebody like that in the world. Who cares?
I mean, I hate the Yankees or Red Sox, but if they're in it right now, I'm watching.
Well, or it would be the baseball itself has been bad.
Yeah.
You turn the game on, somebody's losing 6-0 in the second inning.
10-0 last night.
10-0. Like, who cares? Like I said, I'd rather see these kids playing on Tuesday night who are having a blast playing on Tuesday night because they're on TV.
And that's saying something.
Yeah. See, like, why are these conferences playing on Tuesday night? I said, like, man, one of the teams, I forgot of the two games on, they played last Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm over here watching NBA preseason.
Yeah, right.
But that's a great point. I mean, they need the Cards back in there, and God knows if that's going to be happening next year.
Right.
We talk about when's the last time they've had this big of an offseason here, Alvin?
A big one. You keep the manager, but you got to find some pitches somewhere. Meanwhile, Jordan Montgomery out there just mowing cats down. But, you know, but we weren't going to sign him anyway. So, yeah, you may as well get what you can get. But then when he's out there pitching,
right,
you're like, oh, yeah, this dude was a Cardinal until we traded him. All right.
Yeah, MLB needs those teams back in the playoffs ASAP.
Absolutely. They won't say it out loud, but they do.
Give your best to my daughter and congrats and have a great weekend.
All right, you too, man.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to the College Football Connection Podcast with Marty Jenkins and Alvin Reed on 101 ESPN Sports Talk for St. Louis.